Howdy, y'all. Welcome to Yarns and Tales. It is an overcast Friday morning with me doing this right here. This is episode 91. Oh, wow. Just a few more and we hit the 100. I guess I should get on the ball about figuring out what I'm going to do for that big old 100 that folks, some folks, not all, get all goofy and nutty about. You know what? I just keep doing them to have fun. If it ain't fun, I ain't going to do it. I mean, that makes sense, right? So, I think last week I sort of promised a crochet version of the Plarn project I did with the kitchen scrubber. Yeah, I didn't get around to that. There's a reason this episode's probably called Distractions and a Book Review, because I got distracted. Now, with that said, let me kind of explain. The knitted kitchen scrubber that I did with Plarn and cotton yarn, I handed it off to the next most qualified person to test it. My oldest son. Now, he is very, very analytically minded. And if you ask him to test something for you, trust me, he will put it through the ringer. All puns intended, considering I handed him a homemade kitchen scrubber and asked him to test it for me. Now, like y'all learned last week, my kids, let's see if I can stutter that one a little more. We hand wash our dishes because our dishwasher is a Tupperware safe now because it don't wash worth diddly. And if I'm paying them chore money, there's no sense investing that into anyway. Ba-da-da-da-da. So he takes this homemade kitchen scrubber for a test run. His reviews were not positive in the least. Now, the cotton side of it, he said that was fine. You know, garter stitch, cotton yarn, as far as, you know, just a nice non-dirty or not too dirty dish, it worked excellent, like any other hand rag you could go buy. I was like, okay, that's the good news, right? Pardon me while I have a sip of my lemon water this morning. Oh, that was good. So, he tells me that the Plarn side of it, it doesn't really work. The ridges don't necessarily stay rigid enough for him. Now, keep in mind, he thinks everything should work and operate on a Brillo pad quality. It should just tear through there like a chipmunk through rotted wood. These things are not made to do that. They're just made to not mar up your dishes if you need to scrub them with something a little more becoming than, say, a cotton rag. So according to my son, I should not waste my time making any more of these, that I should just invest into some, quote, scratchier yarn and test that with him. So the next thing I'm going to do is here soon, I'm going to pick up some jute small gauge rope. We sell it in the jewelry department. But I got to thinking, because we sell it on in spool sizes, the size of the peaches and cream cotton yarn is sold, that maybe that is what would work well for some scratchy yarn. So that's the next thing I'm going to work with. We've made Plarn, bound it, made a project out of it. But the next thing is I'm going to do it with the jute string yarn, whatever you want to call it. And I will either knit or crochet a project, kitchen project for that. I may crochet the next one and make it circular. Nah, I don't know yet. So that's the report, the review, if you will, of last week's Plarn project. It failed his testing requirements, and he's pretty good at testing something. So that led into the distraction of me proofing another fingerless glove pattern. Now, this one I have been working on versions since March of this year. It utilized running instead of horizontal rows that would seam up and take care of the fingerless glove. I was doing a pattern for using. Here I go, stuttering again. Yeah, guys, not the coffee fiend today. I'm using the horizontal lace pattern, but the way I'm designing this is to turn it 90 degrees and let the lace ridge work run vertical with the arm. And then attaching, after I bind off the end, I save the last loop and pick up stitches around the short end and then run one by one rib stitch to and fro for an inch and a half or so. My original design, I was doing this and making elbow length gloves back in March. And that looked really nice, only I got the sizing off. So then version 2 came up, and I reduced the length a little bit, trying to get all the bugs of the pattern worked out. And I screwed that one up. So then there was version 3, which I worked on Monday and Tuesday of this week heavily, because I had both days not going to have to clock in anywhere because I had worked Sunday and I wouldn't work again until Wednesday afternoon. So I had 2 days and I just dedicated it full on to proofing this knitted creation pattern I had. I was so disappointed with the end result. I mean, it just, bleh. It didn't work out. But I saw a new variation to work with. So Tuesday night, yeah, I started version 4. And I worked on that most of Wednesday until I had to go to work. So I'm almost finished with version 4 and reworking it. And now I'm really pleased with this one so far. So I just have a few more rows because yesterday, Thursday, I couldn't podcast yesterday morning. I had eye appointments for my kids, grocery shopping, you know, life. Life crept in and said, here you go. And then that afternoon, it said, whoop, there you went. And I was fatigued as all get out. So I just dropped back to doing the distraction, which led in to my, quote, project. Because I've told you all my stuff. and reviewed some of my projects. But then, okay, I can't remember, did I mention a week or two ago how I bought me a knitting book at work? I found it when I was cleaning up the book rack. This one, I went through it last night and I read cover to cover. Oh my goodness, I am in love with this book. Okay, you already know about my book from 70-something that's got the 1,000-and-something stitches that I just swear by. Well, this one is my new favorite to go with that one. This one's called Cast On, Bind Off, 54 Step-by-Step Methods by Leslie Ann Bester. For starters, this book is like an 8x8 square, maybe a 7x7. I hadn't actually measured it. But this book is a must for knitters. Because, I mean, that's all this is for knitting projects. I'm looking for one similar to this for crochet. But as I am more avid a knitter than I am a crocheter, let me tell you, knitters, you want this book. It has, let's see, if you hear that funny sound, that's me touching it. It's got 33 different cast-ons for any and every kind of project, and it has 21 bind-off methods for just as many project qualifiers. But this thing is completely worth every penny, which for me, it's kind of, I used an employee discount on this, so I didn't pay full price. It was, let's see, I got a discount because of, I got to use a coupon. And on top of it, it was a special discount. So I got this book for very inexpensive. It normally is listed $16.95. But my discount, oh my God, best investment in learning material in a while. But it has a partial spiral background, binding. So it'll lay very flat. So there's none of that. And it's not a hardback, but it's like hard, soft. It's a soft cover that's rigid. Does that make any kind of sense? But it will lay flat because it has a spiral binding in it. It is beautiful photography in here. It is, and the photography is by a person named John Pollock. I'm Southern. I can go all kinds of different ways with these five letters. P-O-L-A-K. I will not butcher his name further. In the South, that'd be Polak. Proper would be Pollock. Pollock. I don't know. It didn't come with a phonetic key. But it's put out by Story Publishing. It was released 2012. So I don't know if you'll find it or not. This thing is, the photography, like I said, is great. The illustrations that are in here, it's mostly photography on step by step. The wording, very clear, not so fuzzy as sometimes when you try to write down instructions on something that is better seen than explained, or seen and explained. You knitters, you crocheters, y'all know what I am babbling through. You try and explain, well, you do this and you do that, and you really do not grasp the difficulty. until you do an audio podcast trying to explain how to and where to put your yarn and your needle, what to pull and what not to pull. But this book is very well put together. The pictures, like I said, everything in this is fabulous. This is a book that you should have in your go-to knitting paraphernalia. Needles, hooks, yarn darners, and this book. Because you know what? Knitting is easy. It's the casting on and the binding off proper to your project that can make or break it. And we know that. We've all frogged enough or disgruntled enough or just flat out said, screw it, pulled the needles out, just threw the darn yarn down and in the trash or at the cat or the dog or the husband or wherever. Because we just said, never mind. Yeah, those kinds of things. I do apologize for the hoarseness of my voice. I don't know what it is. I do know that some version of it's fall time. Our crazy weather down here in the South. School started back. The weather started changing. It's incredibly hot one minute and then it's frosty cold the next. It's like crazy around here and people are getting sick coming down with stuff. So mine's just a case of scratchy throat this morning. I do apologize for that. I've got an idea. I know this is sort of a blunt change of subject, but I have an idea. I've been mulling it over. It takes me quite a bit to proof my patterns, the ones I create. And then it dawned on me. I have such a wonderful base of listeners, and I have had a handful of you who, without fail, y'all will answer my questions. Y'all will, you know, you'll comment to me. And so now I'm going to put it out there. Since I love designing a pattern, and it takes me a good bit to reproof it, I was wondering how any of you, and if you get a direct message or email from me, then yeah, you're one of the ones I'm thinking about and talking to. Help me in proofing my designs, being my testers. Because my patterns that I try and proof and design, I put them on my PDFs. I put them on Etsy to actually sell to people. And so far I have two patterns on there that they occasionally sell. One is my straight needle baby sock pattern. Call it Maddie. And my other is my Vala de Luna scarf pattern that I designed for my daughter. So I have both of those. They've been, you know, I proofed them, I tested them, and it took a while, but I got them where they were worthy of selling. So what I want to do, and I realized I got all you wonderful people. So I'm going to go crawl back through, and everybody who's ever, you know, answered my query and whatnot, I'm going to get in touch with y'all and see if you feel like testing, proofing some of my designs as I come up with them. I can't provide you with the yarn, but it's a free pattern, one that I will be selling to everybody else. I will ask if you don't want to. I am not offended by any means. But if you're game for it, I invite you to question any and everything that does not make sense in a pattern. And I would love to, you know, to share that way. It's fun, you know? I love designing and I want to share with you guys. So keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, because I've got so many designs in my head, and the number that I have scribbled out on paper, oh Lord, y'all just don't need to see my desk where I do my scribbling and brainstorming. That is not a pretty sight. But you know what? When you get a brainstorm going on, you just start pulling up your little notebooks of paper and you start scribbling it out. Yeah, that. And eventually, I will take all of my PDFs and I'm going to commit them to a book, to where I will definitely, everybody who helps test and respond to proofing, I will acknowledge you very prominently in the front of the book. Because, I mean, I call that teamwork. That's just the way it is. Anyway, I know today was not a huge highlight and exciting episode, but I really wanted to share this book with y'all, Cast On, Bind Off by Leslie Ann Bester. I'll put a link on the show notes page, and you can find that page at www.revlea.me. That's REVLEA.ME. It'll be Yarns and Tales number 91 will be the episode. But I will have a link to where to find this book, and if you want to peruse it or buy it or meh, whatever, it's just fine. But I wanted to share that with y'all. So with that said, with that done, you know, my time is, it's a short episode. Well, by the time I weed out and polish off, you're still looking at my average 20 to 30 minute episode. So y'all take care, guys. If you're feeling bad, I hope you do feel better soon. Truly, I do. If you feel good, share it, babies. If you're hot, cool off. And if you're cool, stay cool or warm up. Depends on if you like it or not. But thank y'all for listening. Seriously. And until next week, number 92, we will holler at y'all later. Bye, y'all.